Rend your hearts and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Dearly beloved brethren, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we most chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us, miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Standing for the psalm appointed for this evening, Psalm 46.
Look, the sovereign, the Lord of hosts, will lop the boughs with terrifying power. The tallest trees will be cut down, and the lofty will be brought low. He will hack down the thickets of the forest with an axe, and Lebanon with its majestic trees will fall. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what the eyes see or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Here endeth the first lesson.
Thank you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live. You also will live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered him, Those who love me will keep my word, and the Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. Here endeth the second lesson.
believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us,
and grant us thy salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen.
And make thy chosen people joyful.
O Lord, save thy people.
And bless thy inheritance.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
Because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou.
Almighty Father, whose will is to restore all things in thy beloved Son, the King of all, govern the hearts and minds of those in authority, and bring the families of the nations, divided and torn apart by the ravages of sin, to be subject to his just and gentle rule, who liveth and reigneth with thee, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Saviour.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, this we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Anthem this evening, If Ye Love Me, by Philip Wilby. The words of the anthem are taken from the 14th chapter of John's Gospel, verses 15 to 18, words which we heard earlier in this evening's New Testament lesson. The music is by the Pontefract-born composer Professor Philip Wilby, who was educated at Leeds Grammar School and Keble College, Oxford. As well as choral music, Philip Wilby has written compositions for a number of instruments and ensembles, including piano, for organ, and for brass band.
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Over the past month or so, a few of us have been meeting on a Thursday to look at the church's Living in Love and Faith course. It spread over 4 weeks, or 4 sessions, and the second of the discussion topics was about relationships.
And in this session, we were invited to think about those people who are the most important to us. We needed to identify that our relationships with them matter. Some of us in the group, like me, have never kept contact with anyone from school, and all agreed that as we had matured, our friendships and relationships were rather quality than quantity. That's not to say that we don't value all of those people who have punctuated our life, maybe just for a short while. They maybe have contributed to our life for good or bad. But what we really agreed on, however, that we had definitely one person that we could turn to in a crisis. That person could be phoned at 3 in the morning and asked anything at all. So who do you turn to in times of trouble? Friend, a relative, colleague? We all have that different person that we would automatically go to. Is one of them God? I want to ponder that question whilst looking at the words of Psalm 46. Reading the psalm over this week, it struck me that even though it was written by Old Testament King David, its words are still relevant today as they were for him. Verse 1 says, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. We never know what the future may hold, and all of us will resonate with that statement. There is nothing more evident than what we as a world or a church are emerging from the last 18 months. We have adapted to new ways of working, travelling and even worshipping. And during that time, people have come and gone in our lives. But there has been one constant, God, our refuge and our strength. God is present with us, even when sometimes we can't recognise him. And Psalm 46 powerfully and effectively conveys this truth. No matter what happens, no matter what life brings, we are safe in the care of God. Even when the earth falls from out under our feet, even when the chaos surrounds us, God is our refuge, our protector, and our safe shelter. So why wouldn't we turn to God in every aspect of our lives? Just as we would confide in a friend or a family member for support and advice, so we ought to turn to God in the dilemmas and the challenges that life throws at us. The psalm itself is broken into 3 sections that reveal and confirm that God is there as the often silent but present help in our life. Recognising that God is protector, carer, and then resting safely in that knowledge. This theme is also reflected in the 2nd reading that we heard from John's Gospel. In this passage, which may be familiar for its use at funerals, the passage is full of hope that we are being cared for by God, probably when we are at our most vulnerable. He is there in the background, preparing things for us and guiding us. Both of these passages, Psalm 46 and John's Gospel, help us to draw hope that we are never alone. When we have trust and faith in God, that he will provide us with refuge. Our relationships on earth may come and go, but our relationship with God is likely to be the one constant in all our lives. I was at my nephew Robert's confirmation this morning at Swillington, and there were 6 other candidates, all of various ages, all on a different stage of their life and faith. They now all have one thing that connects them. They are beginning a new chapter of their relationship with God. In the reading from John, we are reminded that it is to God through Jesus that we get to know him and get to trust him. As the hands were laid on each candidate by the bishop, he prayed, and I hope that they did too, that God would sustain them and protect them, that they would always be accompanied by God on their journey today and always. As the hymn writer Joseph Scriven puts it in that wonderful hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," a line in that same hymn says, "Jesus only is our refuge." As we would talk things over with a friend or loved one, then we are invited to take it to the Lord in prayer. So as people come and go in our lives, we are held safe in the knowledge that God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. So let us pray. Gracious God, who accompanies us in our joys and sorrows, loves and losses, be with us as our refuge and strength. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, may we come to you in our weakness, that we might find a solace from all that we find difficult, and peace in life's storm, and everlasting life with you. Amen.
Jesus.
sit for our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. Father of all, we thank you that in your Son, Jesus Christ, you make yourself known to us, and that through him you have revealed your will to redeem and restore all things. Grant that your church here and around the world may be renewed in the power of the resurrection, and that we and all your people may follow in the way of our Redeemer, confess his truth before the world, and hold fast to the life which he shares with us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for peace, justice, and freedom for all people, that the nations of the world may live together in mutual trust and goodwill, and that all who are in positions of responsibility and power may seek your kingdom and your righteousness and serve the common good. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask you to bless those who seek to make the world a better place. So we pray for all agencies which work for the relief of human suffering and hardship. And we ask you, give us strength and wisdom to care for the earth's resources and to share its wealth generously and unselfishly. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember before you all those whose lives are diminished through sickness and infirmity, whether of body or mind. All who are the victims of oppression, injustice, and exploitation. All prisoners of conscience. All who are hungry and homeless. Bring relief and healing to all human distress. And help us to know that we are held in your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In your mercy, receive to yourself all who have died. Raise them up from the gates of death and set them before your face forever. And so we pray for all who grieve, who have lost a loved one recently, or who still carry the shadow of death in their life some months on, you would give them hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for ourselves as we begin a new week. We hold before you the days before us, and pray you make our life fruitful in all that is good. We pray too for our families and our friends, all who are associated with us, and all who live around us. So, aided by the prayers of Blessed Mary and the great cloud of witnesses, may we and all for whom we have prayed this night live to the praise of your glorious grace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.